Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 24th of November. Reports that former Fed Chair Yellen will be nominated for the position of US Treasury Secretary mark a welcome return of economists to positions of influence. We are not yet at the nirvana where economists run everything, but it's a step in the right direction. This matters at a time when fiscal policy is the main means of dealing with both the cyclical challenges of the pandemic and the accelerating structural changes of the fourth industrial revolution. Neither of these areas are things that central bank policy can do much to influence. As a labour market economist, Yellen is well positioned to deal with the structural upheavals that the fourth industrial revolution will create. Yellen also has a history of working internationally, which may be important as things like digital taxation are considered. Of course, the Treasury Secretary's role is hampered by the fact that fiscal legislation has to pass through Congress, an institution that is woefully and worryingly short of economists. Regulatory powers may turn out to be more important as a focus. After taking a rare but well-deserved break from the international speaking circuit yesterday, ECB President Lagarde, who is not an economist, returns today. It is unlikely that the president will have anything new to say when compared to the 5 public appearances last week. ECB Chief Economist Lane is also speaking, and as Lane is key to the formulation of policy at the ECB, these remarks may be worth paying attention to. German final third quarter GDP was revised slightly higher. Of course it was. German data always seems to be revised higher, as German statisticians seem to err on the side of the pessimistic and then be brought reluctantly to a more optimistic view through revisions. Remember that at the moment, it is very unwise to compare real GDP growth rates between different countries, as the calculation methods are so wildly different at the moment. Ahead, there is the German Ifo Business Confidence Survey. German business confidence data is a little more reliable than in other countries. Perhaps Germans are more inclined to answer the questions that they are asked on a survey form. Nevertheless, it is still an opinion poll and influenced by things like trends in the media. With the trend in the media suitably downbeat as restrictions were being imposed on economies in Europe, this will give a bias to the data. French business confidence polls are also due. The US consumer confidence opinion poll is subject to the same sort of issues as in Europe, although the restrictions on consumer activity in the United States are less than those in Europe and have only been applied very recently. The areas where the virus caseload is rising most rapidly are the areas which have not tended to be especially fearful of the virus. This may offer some support to confidence data in spite of the ongoing uncertainties around unemployment and unemployment benefit. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.